dicks in my ass. Everything you've written in here, you've actually done?
No.
Alright then, so read this shit aloud to me, why don't you tell me what's true?
Oh, it's my writing, it's private, you
can't!
Well,
I don't care, you don't get to be private anymore, now goddammit, tell me the truth!
Come back to me, who the fuck do you think you are?
Who the fuck am I? Who the fuck are you?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You know who I am, Nate. I'm the woman that fucked you in the closet in an airport a couple hours after I met you. That's who I was the day we met.
You really fucked two guys.
You had sex with two women once.
Not when I was engaged to you.
Oh, no, you only had sex with one woman when you're engaged to me without a condom on my bed.
Where'd you fuck him? Did you fuck him here? Did you fuck him in our bed? Why didn't you just break up with me, Jesus?
Because you were leaving the next day.
Oh, God.
Nate, you created a human being. There's gonna be another person on this planet now, a person who might have a totally miserable fucking life and curse the fucking day she was born because you are walking out on her the same way
you're
gonna walk out on me.
Life doesn't have to be miserable just because you are. Oh, yeah, I know. Weird shit happened to you, but you know what? It happened to all of us. And I am sick to death of you using it as an excuse to act like some fucking cunt from hell.
You knew and you loved it because it made you feel good about yourself.
Oh, God, you are so full of shit.
You just can't see it because you're so in love with the idea of Nate the good guy, Nate the hero, Nate the fucking saint with the fucking great haircut. The truth is you would run from real love if it ever came at you.
Real love? What the fuck do
yeah,
you know
real
about
love
real
with
love?
The shit and the neediness and the ugliness and the responsibility. You would fucking run.
You know it.
The only reason you stay with me is because I was never here.
You know what? Take your ugly fucking ring.
Don't you throw that ring at me. That's such a fucking cliche. I'll fucking barf.
There, barf.
No, you didn't!
I don't like how they made everything purple. I like purple, you're just overdoing it, man. I need a fucking thing, unfortunately, so here we go. We just ate a couple pieces of this fusion bar. Now, I've never heard of this, but, you know. Word on the street is the dots are out, son. You know? They're getting sketchy. That's what I heard. So we went with this instead. This one's supposed to have, you know, the serious business going on here. I can't even pronounce the name of the shit. But it's in there. Because I'm 1,000% sure there's no way that it's named penis. That's not possible. There has to be a grammatical error somewhere. I suppose that envy is in this thing. But it's almond flavored. It smells like wood chips, dude. And it tastes real fucking milky. She likes it. I don't like it. I don't like the taste of it. We'll see about the rest of it. Fine, you know, whatever. We're not dead, right? So hopefully that means it's all right. It's sad that that has to be a thought in the back of my head. The way everything is nowadays, but... Or has always been. It's not like shit just started happening. It's always done that. People stick fucking razor blades in apples and shit.
Yeah.
That's the oldest one in the book. How many times I heard that shit growing up? Oh, please, I can't. I can't hear about it no more. We get it, dude. So what else we got going on? We got some monster cookies, birthday cake, and churros. And we also got some rainbow splash, which I'm not, like, that much of a fan of, if I'm going to be honest. The effects of it is a pretty even hybrid, I feel. With, like, you're not cloudy at all, which is great. I don't like that, but why it doesn't rank so high up for me is this shit is a cross between, hold on, I had it up. Let me do this now before, because I can't look at this fucking screen. The screens are not your friend, bro. Not my friend. Dance hall, that's what it is. To make this strain right here, some like, where are you going with some shit called dance hall? Like, right? Like, why is it called that? That doesn't explain anything to me. Like, whatever. It's dance hall and blueberry mixed together. For some reason, a lot of these fucking blueberry strange, and it's also known as rainbow kush. If you're not familiar, like, I don't know why the same strains are named two different things depending on where on the map you're getting it at. For example, like, if you go out to Denver, you'll probably find green crush, whereas out here, like, people just started calling it that, whereas everybody was calling it green crack, but for obvious reasons, you gotta rebrand. We covered that, though. That's in an episode somewhere.
Green crack, yeah.
Yeah. I missed the green dream.
Yeah, that one was good.
Oh, I missed that strain. That was some good shit.
Divorce cake was good.
Yeah, divorce cake. What other one I really like? I enjoyed the sativa nature of the lamb's bread, but that shit reds your eyes up, dude. Yeah, she don't like it, but I mean, that shit, ugh, please, don't make no plans around nobody that you don't want to know you smoke weed. You're gonna smoke some lamb's bread. That's that Jamaican shit. They're not playing games out there, dude. That's like the fucking Spanish cats in their tequila, dog. Or the Irish in their whiskey. Or the Scottish. Oh my god. Now that we're past that, would you ever drink that shit again? If somebody offered it to you? I don't remember what the fuck it's called. Fuck. Doesn't matter. It was, would you drink that shit again? That Scottish whiskey? No. So if I walked in here tomorrow with a free bottle, and I said you don't have to pay for it as long as you drink it, you would be like, nah, I'm good, bro. I don't want it. That's funny. I don't blame her. That shit was rough, dude. If you like Southern Comfort, you'll probably enjoy that, whatever that was. I don't remember. Maybe it's on the podcast somewhere. I don't Don't do drugs. I don't remember things anymore. But that's also probably because I got shit floating around in my brain. That probably doesn't help my memory either. So there's that. If this fucking guy for this insurance calls my phone one more time, I'm writing him down as a stalker, dude. I'm waiting for the guy to pop up out of my mailbox like the progressive broad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're the one that said, oh.
Yeah, because, like, they do cover shit. I had them before. They owe me still. Like, my current insurance, I don't like. These people have fucked me multiple times. In multiple different ways. So I don't really appreciate that I got stuck with them. But that's what happens when you have a mental breakdown. And you don't have the right people behind you to be able to help you manage your shit. And everything gets all fucked up. Right? But that's, you can't schedule these things, bro. It just happens. Glad I passed all that shit, dude. That was fucking ugly. That was. Fuck that. Not into it. Nah, now we're doing the fucking nose thing. You know what? It doesn't matter. It's that time of the year anyway. I don't know why. When I do mushrooms, dude, my nose fucking acts up. It gets crazy. It starts dripping and shit for no reason. Like, just leaking, dude. Like, it's nasty. It's horrible. This is why I do this shit in private. You can't do this in front of people. Not every time we do mushrooms, does my nose not leak like fucking crazy? It's horrible. I don't know what that is. I could already start to feel it is going. It's already starting to go. I hate it, man. Whatever. It's allergy season anyway, and I need this to help me fucking keep my chakras aligned or whatever it is I'm trying to do. No, on some real shit, sometimes when it gets, you know, the my past tries to catch up with me, right? The evil that I've done, the memory...
evil that I've done, oh my God.
And that I dealt with, that I done saw. I seen it with my own eyes. Oh, I didn't play you. I gotta play you this clip. I gotta take the music out of it because you're gonna fucking hate the music. But I gotta play you this clip. I took it from the show that I'm watching, 6 Feet Under. Alright, look, heavy spoilers for this fucking show. So if you wanna watch it, don't listen to this. But if you have watched it, or maybe you're just not going to take a recommendation, it doesn't matter. At some point in the fucking storyline, don't ask me what season I'm in or what episode I'm on, because I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Which, by the way, before I even get into the introduction, I got to say, that kid that plays Dexter is a fucking hell of an actor, man. Because he plays a gay dude on this show. But, like, where is he acting? Like, I saw him play, I don't even know if Dexter was a straight dude, but I don't think he was necessarily not, right? I mean, he had a heterosexual relationship in Dexter, yes? So to see it go from that to, he's like passionately kissing another man in this show, dude, is fucking wild. It's crazy. I don't know why, but it's mind-blowing, dude. I couldn't do it. But that's why he gets paid the big bucks, man. I wouldn't want to do that with anybody. Never mind another guy, bro. Ugh. The fuck out of here. People are fucking crazy. Whatever, dude. That guy's a fucking great actor, man. Everybody in this show is really good. Because they really do... In the way that you could buy, like, in The Sopranos, how they got the family dynamic going on, you know, with Junior and his mom, and Carmella and all the kids and all them, right? Like, this is, like, the same shit. The characters really do, but they make you believe it's, like, a fucking real family, man. I like when shows really are able to put a story together well. But the person that put this show together, wrote it, whatever happened, is good. Like, there's obviously some TV shit to it sometimes, but you're going to do that. It's going to get a little like, all right, man, we get it. You know, you're going to say that once in a while, but the rest of the writing, there's a lot of shit. This was in the early 2000s, I think. I don't remember. I looked and now I forgot. But they were talking about a lot of shit. Like, not, I don't think it was really all over television. Them, you know, exploring, like, relationships and shit like that. I don't think it really was. Because that was, what, it started, legalized marriage of what, fucking 08? Some shit like that? I don't know, dude. I just remember everybody talking about it. But still, the show has got a lot of balls. You know, an interracial gay couple, dude, shut the fuck up. Nobody had the balls to do that. Nobody. And these people said, "But watch this shit. Not only are we going to have an interracial gay couple, but we're also going to set them in a family of a funeral home where the worst and most awful things happen to people, dude. You know? But all the characters are, you know, they're solid. You can get into their story. You know what I mean? It's got like a Dead Like Me kind of vibe to it. If you've ever seen that. A little bit it does. That's not a bad thing. But that's also TV-ish. Like, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. In one of the episodes, there's a porn star. And the fact that she does porn is really irrelevant to the story until you get into the situation of hosting a porn star's funeral, and that's when, you know, it really gets wild. But she's in a tub, dude, and she's taking a bath, and she has a cat, and as we all know, cats are assholes. Right, she's got like a dryer, something nailed, fucking whatever. She's got some kind of maneuver on and plugged in on the counter over there by the fucking sink, whatever it is. And the bathtub and the sink are like right next to each other. So you could easily knock something off the counter and into the fucking bathtub is what I'm trying to say. So she's sitting in the bubble bath, dude, and the cat jumps up in the counter and is almost like, fuck you, lady, and bats the thing into the bathtub and electrocutes her to death, right? Now, she's whacked, and you might be saying to yourself, like, what does this have to do with, I don't understand, where's the controversy, right? Well, the controversy comes in when they start doing the eulogy, because there's only other porn stars that are at the, for whatever reason, this chick don't have family. So the only people that show up and pay for the funeral and all that shit are other porn stars, but they're all like not great. Like, I don't know, dude. Like 70s, 80s vibe porn star type people, dude, if you can imagine. So just like, and then this dude's character, even though he's a gay dude, he is kind of conservative, right? So he's not really about all that. So you get to sit and watch him deal with this. And, you know, there's a lot of shit going on, man. It's a good fucking show. That was a long way of, I went a lot of places. What I'm trying to say is this. In the show, these people are in a relationship, heavy air quotes, yeah? Yay, and they get into a, oh, I'm sorry, and they get into an argument. Sorry, I have to. It's a compulsion. He did it. I had to do it. It's blame special ed. It's all his fault. Yay. She looked over like, what the fuck? What happened to you? Did you just malfunction? Yes, I did. I do often. How many different ways are we going to remix Blue Monday? Blue, whatever the fuck it is. Orgy. That's the name of the band. It's not the same. I don't know why. See how when he says it, I don't feel the need to repeat it. But when the guy did it the other way, I felt the compulsion. I had to jump in and get involved in the activity. Not all yays are created equal, Ice Cube. Anyway, these fucking people are in an argument for the fourth time to try to say this shit, right? And they're about to be married, which this might happen in a lot of relationships. Unfortunately, maybe it doesn't. This is why the fucking divorce rate is so high. Maybe if more people, you know, got everything out in the open before they got married, the divorce rate wouldn't be so high because they wouldn't marry in the first place. But either way, the guy's got a ring on that she gave him, right? And now they're arguing, they're going back and forth, whatever. And he's about to storm out of the room. And he says, you know what? You can take your ugly fucking ring back. And he's trying to rip it off his finger in the moment of anger. And she's looking at him and she goes, please, don't do that. What the... Ugh. That's... How do you fucking even do that? That's crazy. Bro, he pulls the ring off his finger. She goes, don't throw that thing at me. That's so cliche. I'll barf. He rips the ring off his finger and he throws it at her and you hear it, like he goes, so then barf, and then he throws it, you can hear it hit the ground and just like scatter away, and then he storms out. Bro, fucking brutal. Like, just take yourself out of the fact that you're watching a television show for a second and imagine, if you could, putting yourself in this dude's or this chick's shoes, whatever applies to you, and just, bro, that's so heavy, man. It's so heavy. And there's a good fucking reason why he threw the ring at her. Like, I guess we'll talk about it. Fucking heavy spoilers, but this is what I'm currently watching right now, dude. Like, oh, fuck. Tell me how fucked up this is. This dude goes out to Seattle and winds up fucking some girl that he used to bang back in the day, right? Behind his fiance's back. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, she's back at the house having a threesome with two random dudes that were just walking by. Hello? What the fuck? That's what led to throwing the ring at her. But he's better than me. He's better than me. Please, I would have fucking spit right in her face, but I'm a scumbag like that. But you don't fucking... That's not... But that's different. That's different, though. Right? Like, ugh. That's just so fucking heavy, dude. But this is why I love this show, bro. Because... And then they tackle the drug angle. Because, dude... It's fucking perfect, right? Because every American show has to have a goddamn love interest in it somewhere, right? And I mean, of course, it's a natural part of life, I suppose. But you would think that the show would get carried away with the interracial gay couple. And it's going to be all about... But it's not a cookie-cutter, happy fucking relationship, dude. Our man over here is in the closet, and people don't know that he's fucking gay. Even though he's with this dude all the time or whatever, people just assume that they're friends, and he'd be making up excuses that, like, you know, that's just a cat that I play ball with or whatever, you know? So then they're arguing about that. Like, oh, man. There's another really good scene where they're out at the supermarket and some guy is pulled up behind them in the parking lot. And he's basically like, bro, are you going to put your fucking bags in the car and move or what? Like, what are we doing? And the guy's like, basically like, yeah, all right, hold on, man. Just give me a fucking second, dude. I'm doing it, right? And the dude is like, ugh, whatever. Faggots. And he drives off. And then the one guy is like, bro, I'm not having it. Now, to give you a little context, bro, this dude is also a cop, which he gets his balls busted all the time by other cops because of the fact that he's gay. And that, I 100% could believe that shit. If they would make it, well, I don't need to have that whole conversation. You already know what I'm talking about. The point is this. The guy runs up to the car. And he fucking like, he goes to rip him out of his car. And he's in plain clothes. He's not, like, you have to be, carry yourself a certain way, dude. You can't be running up on, like, no matter how cunty they are, you really, that's, like, heavily frowned upon. People do it, but, like, you know, I'm saying, man, he runs up on a car, and he's like, yo, basically, what the fuck did you just say, motherfucker? Say, call me a faggot to my face, bro. Call me, say that to my face, dude, basically. The guy's like, hey, man, chill out. Like, I didn't mean it. Meanwhile, this guy might have just said that, just off of the fly, that was the first word that came to his mind. He has no idea that these two dudes just got done having an argument about their relationship status. You know what I'm saying? Like, ugh. It's good though, bro. It doesn't just get caught up in the love stories. Like, they actually cover, like, real shit. Like, that's a real argument that people would have. And it also involved drugs. Like, you know, this girl goes over to this fucking house, dude, and everybody is smoking meth, bro. That's what they're doing. Like, she walks into the house, they all got their glass pipes out with their flashlights, whatever you fucking do. Light bulbs, I mean, not flashlights. I meant to say light bulbs, fuck, I fucked it up. I think that's what, I heard that somewhere, I never seen it. I don't know if that's actually a real thing that happens. Somebody could have made it up. Thomas Edison, probably. That's the guy, right? I don't remember. Don't do drugs. Fucking knows. Just goes to show you, buddy. Nobody's gonna remember you. Even if you make a fucking light bulb, and 100 years are gonna go. Say what now? I'm happy I could use this thing. You know. Power to the people. I'm gonna boost up this electric bill. that might be the dumbest shit I think I've said all day. I don't know, all day. I'm not gonna say ever, because I say a lot of dumb shit. But that's gotta be in the running. Were you looking for it? You looked over. I thought you were looking for it. Man. I'm almost done. My God, this is taking forever. How do I do this all the time? What is wrong with me? Who can talk for this long?
You.
Why?
Because you don't know when to shut up.
Apparently not. This is a fucking long time, dude. If you don't think so, watch this shit. That's 3 seconds. And I do this for a fucking hour. What's the matter with me? You know what? You got to get it out somewhere, dude. These thoughts are floating around in my fucking head, and there's only room for so many at a time. You got to let the pressure out, man. You know? Fuck. Of all the things in the world that I could pick to do with my time, I would choose this. As opposed to what, though? If I wasn't doing this, what else could I be doing? Like, realistically. Ugh. Who is this guy? Where'd he come from? And why is this popular? You'd be surprised. What the fuck is that? What looks like pancake batter? That's not alpha. You know. Dude, I don't know if I could do this shit for an hour, man. I don't know if I could do it right now. This was a mistake. I shouldn't have did this shit. Oh, no. Why do I wait till the last minute to do everything? I usually don't, but honestly, like, everything that happened this week, I can't really talk about. I mean, I can, but it's gonna be, like, frowned upon, you know? Politics. What are you gonna do? Who's your daddy? Right? You can't...
Oh, you didn't tell them about last night. Are you big?
Are you big? Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. I'm not saved in her phone under my name. I'm actually stored in her phone as Big Daddy. That's her choice. That was her preference. I did not know that when you order an Uber for somebody, whatever you got them saved under your phone as is what is going to tell the Uber, this is who you're picking up. Not fucking this guy. You're picking up Big Daddy. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. So this guy comes to get me, dude, right? And I open the door and I slide in the car and I'm like, what's up, man? And he goes, you're big, right? And I paused for a second and was like, what? In the moment I paused, I was thinking to myself, what the fuck? One, what does that mean? Two, is he sexually advancing me right now? And three, dumbass, that's her contact info. Like, that was the stream of thoughts that I had, dude. Well, you know what? Here, I can bring up the week and I can talk about it like this. Ugh. Oh, why are these people fucking famous? I can put it to you like this, right? How can I get a teenager to understand that when I say don't do something, it's not because I'm telling you not to do it, but I'm telling you not to do it because it's for safety reasons. In other words, what I'm saying is, me barking this order at you is not about authority as much as it is about safety. And the problem is that the safety tone and the authority tone are kind of the same. They're misconstrued. Because if I'm like, dude, that's dangerous, don't do that. Like, because I'm talking to you seriously, I guess I could see how you could mistake that for hostility, right? But this fucking table is dangerous, man. It's I don't like it, but you know, fucking, it's not my chair, but it is my problem, unfortunately. So I have to, you know, dance around this fucking thing. But they constantly want to be fucking around near it. I'm like, bro, don't be doing that shit. You're going to hurt yourself. I don't have to listen to you. You're not my dad. You're not my father. Like, yo. This is how you could be right and wrong at the same time. You're right, I am not. You're wrong, you do. Gotta listen. Like, your safety is my number one priority. You understand that? So if you put yourself in a situation where you jeopardize said safety, I have to intervene and stop you from doing that. Doesn't matter how mundane the activity is. If it's dangerous, it's fucking dangerous, dude. Or if there's a potential for danger, right? You can't have that. The same way I wouldn't hand the kid a fucking lighter, right? Obviously, you wouldn't do something like that. It's dumb. I'm saying, man. It's just annoying that I don't know how to communicate. I don't know how to say, I'm telling you this for your own good, not because I want you to listen to me because I'm telling you. That has nothing to do with it. You know? Just, why can't you just trust what I'm saying? I have hurt myself in more ways than I care to admit. Slips, falls, head trauma from foreign objects and fucking all types of martial arts and shit. You know, whatever. I don't know. I was trying to fancy it up. I got hit in the head a lot. That tends to happen when you got a mouth like mine. Totally worth it. Whatever, dude. What are you gonna do? We're just always gonna... That's always gonna be the thing, dude. Right? Like, why does that... Why does there have to be a thing, though? That's so annoying. Can't you just accept my fucking help? Does it have to be an ordeal? Right? That makes me the biggest hypocrite in the world because I hate taking help from people. But this is different. This is different. Right? Like, if somebody walks down a fucking road and sees that there's a down power line, if they come over to you and they say, hey man, there's a down power line over there, you shouldn't go over that way. They're not saying that because all of a sudden they think they're a police officer. Right? It's like, it's fucking, it's safety, dude. But I get it also. Like, he's a dude. I'm a dude. Right? Like, this is what I would, I really don't want to think about that fucking song anymore. But it's in there. Oh, God damn it. We're all dudes. Man. Whatever. I guess I'm just going to have to argue. Right? What choice do you have? Like, bro, you just... You're going to... When you find out... You can't say... I didn't tell you, don't fuck around. That's the problem. Right? But I don't want it to come to that, dude. I get a lot of headaches, bro. That probably is a side effect. You're not supposed to take steel chairs to the head and shit in, like, the fucking 6th, 7th grade, dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's not normal. But we didn't give a shit. We were wild. We're like, bro, we're putting a fucking show on here. You know what I mean? Like, the show must go on, pal. You know? Play now, pay later. Unfortunately. Who is that?
Whitney Houston.
Fuck, okay. I don't know why. I could see her face. I just couldn't think of her name. There are a couple powerful voices. Right? Whether you like her music or not, Celine Dion has a pretty strong voice, I think. That chick from Evanescence, Amy Lee's got a pretty strong voice. Who else, man? Like, Aretha or Flank? I knew I was gonna fuck it up. God damn it, I was so close. Franklin, right? I think that, whatever her fucking name is, she knows who she is. Long dead, don't give a shit, some white devil's fucking her name up somewhere. The dog is weighing in. Hear ye, hear ye. You see the little feet going? She's gonna bark soon. That's what happens. First the tail goes, then the feet start going. And then, you know, sometimes she was doing it yesterday. She was full barking, loud as hell, in her sleep. Full laying down, and every time she barks, her whole body goes up like a half inch off of what she's laying on, and then she falls back down, but she doesn't wake up. It's like a fucking cartoon, bro. She's funny. She's a good girl, though. She tries. She tries to be a good girl, but she's whacked. You know, what are you gonna do? Look, I don't like other dogs. I don't like cats. And I don't like strangers. You know, as long as you're not in one of those categories, we're all right. I'll be your best friend, dude. Just don't leave food around where I can steal it from you, because I have a compulsion. I can't control myself. I'm addicted, man. I don't care what it is. If it'll kill me, it doesn't matter. That makes it smell even better, Ben and Jerry, right? Can you, like, that's the suck to be a dog. Everything must smell fucking great. Or what if it doesn't, dude? You know what's funny? This dog will drink water out of the toilet, but she won't eat a pretzel. Will not do it. A soft pretzel she'll eat. She will not eat a hard pretzel, dude. Won't do it. Not happening. Not happening. Isn't that wild? You would think she would draw the line at the toilet. Shut the fuck up. What did you do to yourself? Oh my God. Yes, it is. Holy shit. Yo, he looks 50. No?
Wow.
Ah, fuck it. I guess, right? When you're going in? I guess if you're going, I'll come with you. Probably shouldn't, but, you know, whatever. I'm saying, because now, look. I could still breathe. I should leave it alone. Not me, though.
Nay, nay.
Nay, nay. Whatever.
How terrible does he look?
Oh, my God. That, look, sometimes, like, all right, I got a lot of balls saying this. I used to shave all the time because I honestly thought that if I had this shit, yeah, look at the difference. 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 Dog. That's why it looks so bad. You gotta... Well, first of all, what is with this I'm not gonna grow the mustache, but I'm gonna have a Santa Claus beard? When did this become fashionable? Used to be either you had the stash or you had the stash and the beard and that was the end. But, see... You don't have a woman or a significant other in his life. Look at the condition of that fucking hair. It's way overgrown. That's why he looks so bad. Trim that shit up a little, buddy. You'll be alright. Honestly, he should grow that mustache out too, though. He'll look like a biker, but that's alright. It tastes better now than it did before, but it's still milky. Is that the right word? What would you... Oh, I don't know. Chalky, milky.
I could taste the almond now.
Yeah, but it's not the almond that's fucking me up. It's whatever they put in the chocolate. Do you know sometimes... To me... Not like, here's what I'm saying, dude. The chocolate in a Reese's tastes different than one of them coin chocolates. You know what I'm talking about? One of them silver dollar deals, one of them platoon. That's not what it is. What is it? It's not, what do they call that shit that pirates use for currency?
Blooms?
Yes, that, thank you. Thank you. That's what it is, not platoon. That's a different thing. DeBlooms, yeah. What fucking century am I living in? DeBlooms. Who even thinks about? When's the last time you thought about that? So I just said it right now. Probably never. Captain Jack. Yo, I gotta hit my dude up. Do a fucking ridiculous thumbnail of that shit. You know what's fucked up? Like, my brother can pull that shit off. Hardcore, he can. It's wild, dude. But he really, in real life, he really does rock them fucking dreads, though. That shit's not a game. He's really about that shit. I couldn't do it, bro. That would aggravate the fuck out of me. If my hair was long, my shit was just, like, tapping my ears on the side. It was driving me crazy, dude. I can't. My top of my head is way longer than I've had it since fucking middle school, bro. I'm telling you. But she likes it long like that. I can't touch it. This. I'm not talking about my penis, though. I'm kidding. I said penis on purpose just then. I don't know why I feel like I have to tell you this. I don't use that word. I say dick. The only time I use the term cock is if I'm calling somebody a cocksucker, which I was supposed to Google this. Like, why is the term cocksucker so offensive, dude? Right? Like, if it's a thing that we love so much, like, I guess it's the repulsive idea of somebody you hate giving you a blowjob, right? Is that why it's offensive? Ugh. Like, I don't know. That would be awful, dude. Look at her looking around. Where's it at? Where's it at? I want to eat it. Where's it at? I want to eat it. I hear it. Where's it at? I'm hungry. Feed me. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'll eat them. Nobody will know the difference. That's not how I think she talks.
Still barking?
Yes. I told you. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. Why people want puppies, I have no idea. They're fucking really annoying, dude. I'm glad this is almost... I cannot believe this is still going. This is still a thing that I have to do. I'm only 44 minutes I'm at. Right now. I still have more to do of this. Oh, please turn that shit off. Oh my god, I just got a flashback to being in the apartment. You just gave me anxiety, dude. Do you know how many times that sound has woken me up from a fucking dead sleep, dude? You don't know a dead sleep till you've eaten some trazodone, motherfucker. That's how you know a dead sleep is coming, because you don't even dream on that shit. It just puts you to bed, Freddy Krueger. There are no dreams here. You're just out cold. Lucky you could breathe, man. Sorry, that got me. Oh, shit, I forgot. I had the game on. Damn it. I hate watching them intermission shows. So I turn it off every time they come on because I'm not going to be a part of it. I refuse to support it. Fuck you and your whack mentalities and your commentary that is basically saying nothing. You just repeat the same shit for 30 minutes and I'm supposed to be excited about that. And who the fuck are you? Anyway, that you're talking to me about this. Who made the decision that you should sit in the chair and be the one to tell me this? Yeah, what's the word? What's the word? Come on, let me see this. I don't... Now they're counting down to the Oilers game. Like, bro, let's calm down, dude. I'm looking at this one right now. Can I finish this one first? I hate when they rush me, man. I get it, dude. Another game is coming. Like, if it was my team, I'd be like, yeah, fuck, let's, you know, whatever. But it's not. That's all right. They're coming. My team is coming. Unfortunately, I have to give... Let me do this now. Get it out of the way while I'm in a charitable mood. Unfortunately, very much to my dismay, the Rangers have advanced in the finals. Yuck. Disgusted. But it happened, and as much as it pains me to say this, good for them. That doesn't mean anything. And you didn't answer the question to what is a snozberry? How do we get a snozberry? Where did... It doesn't matter. That's how much of the shit that Gene Wilder is. That he could just say something like that. How annoying would that be, though? If you ask somebody a question. And I guess just fuck the other game, right? Did I click the wrong thing? And I'm bitching for no reason? Is that possible? Did I do that? No, I did not. Cool. So I guess we'll just never know what the score is. That's what's up. I'm annoyed. I'm not looking it up because then they're going to think I'm interested in it. And I'm just not really. I fucking hate Florida. Ugh. Fucking Panthers kill me, dude. The Panthers and the fucking Lightning, bro. Really, it's the Lightning I got heat with, but the Panthers really did beat us up when they came through. They fucking own us, bro. I don't know what it is. They're like, are you fucking snowbirds? I don't know if they're taking out all their anger from the traffic congestion or what's going on, dude, but Florida's got our fucking number, bro. Ugh. I respect Boston. You know. So, I mean, I'll see what they do. But I fucking hate the Rangers. I'm not going to wish for them to win because that's fucking sacrilege, blasphemy, whatever you're supposed to say. You know, I'm no fucking way, dude. But if they do it, good for them. I'll give you credit where credit's due. I'm not an asshole. I'm not a fucking homer, bro. I don't like the way that, you know... I don't know, dude. I'm just not... Fuck them people. That's how I feel. That's how they feel about me, too.
Are you sitting on that?
I would go on that. I would sit on that thing. At least you're not breaking nothing if you got to jump off it. It's going to suck. I mean, no, I'm probably breaking something, but... I can still get out if I need to. It's not like absolute death, you know? Oh, no, I'm going to pay for this like a motherfucker tomorrow. Oh, shit. What? How is that not... Dude, that's a high stick if I've ever seen one in my fucking life, bro. Is he in the penalty box right now? I don't know. This... Cool, that did not answer my question, but great, man. Oh, there you go. I heard you. I heard you going. Oh, it's the worst. It's because neither of us is really supposed to have chocolate. But, you know, fucking animals. We do it anyway. But this is different. It's for the greater good. You gotta align your chakras sometimes, man. Chakras, whatever the fucking thing is I'm supposed to say. I don't know. I say things wrong all the time. That's just it's the nature of the business, man. What do you want from me? Oh, good. It's almost over. Holy shit. This has been very challenging, I have to say. I don't know how the fuck I do this all the time. Just... consistently talking about something. Then again, my mind is not racing right now like it normally is. But now I'm chilled out. I'm fucking... this is how normal people are supposed to feel, probably. Like, what I mean is... not 100 thoughts at once, it feels like, is happening. Or just like one after the other. Like, there's no... I don't know how normal people think, dude. I've never met a normal person to ask them, what is it like to not be mentally ill in any type of way? Do you not have depression, you know, bipolar, schizophrenia, fucking PTSD? Everybody's got something, ADHD, OCD. Fucking. Ugh. I can't. That's the one thing I'll give the NFL, is this would not be happening. I would know what the score was of every other game that had taken place that day if this was the NFL right now. They got that shit correct. Whoa. That guy was spinning out. These fucking guys are out of their minds, dude. Yeah, let's see that again, please. How did we get here? Oh, shit. He would have had that, too, if he was over a little bit more. Damn, that was an ugly shot, though, I think. But I don't know hockey, and you can yell at me later when you watch this game for yourself. Vancouver and Edmonton. So this is Canada versus Canada, yeah? Are we surprised that we're here? Oh, I think one of them Hughes brothers plays for fucking Vancouver. Ironically, his name is Quinn. Hey, like that shit. Yas Queen! I never say slay after I say that because I don't know. That's like overkill, you know? And people didn't used to say that. You're just adding something to it because corny motherfuckers like me started saying it. And now you gotta add some new shit. Jesus. That's a spinal injury. Yeah, there he is, Quinn Hughes, top defense, pairing for Vancouver. I don't know who the other guy was. I'm reading the captions as they go by. That's a fun thing to do. Try to keep up with the captions while you're listening to the commentary of a sporting event. Or matter of fact, not listening to it. But these guys suck at their jobs anyway. I don't know how they're here. I don't like them. I've never heard a commentary on the television that I've really enjoyed. Besides, you know, like... obviously, John Madden was good because he's a personality. Al Michaels, you know. Troy Aikman, he's good. Charles Barkley, but I don't really watch basketball like that. But I'm saying he's also a personality, though. That's a different thing. You know, as long as you know what you're fucking talking about, dude. But, like, these guys don't... they, like, they pick a team and they kiss ass... the whole time. Doesn't matter if they turn into homers, man. Doesn't matter if the team's doing good, bad, everything is just... If they're like, any team that the Devils play, dude, that I've watched on television and I've attempted to listen to the commentary, I'm sorry, Matt and Chico. That's, I know that's not right of me to do that to you. But I heard people discussing how bad it was. I had to listen to myself because I thought maybe they were just being like crybabies about it, right? But when you listen to it, like, they really do go out of their way to kiss the ass of whatever team is playing against them. I don't know why. Just seems like there's a lot. I think it's because Jersey is not in the original. They're not in the original group, so they kind of probably look at us like tag-alongs, you know? Like, you guys don't have a basketball team, you don't have a baseball team, besides the fucking Blue Claws, but that's minor leagues. We got nothing. New York took it. But, you know, whatever. Can have it, dude. I don't even know where the Nets played at, but I'm sure it was nowhere near where I fucking live. Like, the big attraction to where I'm at is the fucking beach, dude. So they, like, feel the need to not put anything else here. Like, that's it. That's the main attraction. Which is cool, but it fucking sucks when you live here and it's wintertime and there's nothing to do. You know? Sucks, man. I mean, not that I'm trying to be doing this, but I'm saying. Ice skating is definitely not. That's one thing that I can't do that I'm not saying. I don't feel upset or slighted by the opportunity that I can't do that anymore. Because it just seems like it's just, you're asking for a fucking injury, dude. You know, and maybe I've hurt myself so many times that kind of changed my perspective, but before it was like, I can't do this thing that everybody else could do. And then the more time that I watch other people do it, the more I realize, like, maybe that's not really something I should want to be doing. Because it doesn't look like a great idea, you know? But these guys are getting fucking paid. Why shouldn't they do it? If I was them, I would probably do it. I don't know, dude. Not hockey, though. Basketball, I can understand, but it's a trading poisons. Do you want to blow your kneecaps out and have to deal with that? Or do you want to take the risk of getting a fucking spinal injury and never walking again, dude? You know? Ugh, fuck. That sucks. Well, I guess they don't really think about it like that. If you did, nobody would play. Same thing with football, with the head injuries, dude. If you're like, your brains are going to be scrambled in 20 years, you still want to sign the dotted line? I mean, I'm sure some people would do it, but I think it would be a lot less. I don't know, man. I think maybe basketball might be the safest one, but that's not even really that great, because wear and tear in your body is a lot. So you're getting fucked no matter what you do. I think it's just at least, I don't know, I'd have to look up. That's something to do for another episode. Look up injury statistics for sports. Is try to figure out what's the safest to do. For some reason, we're going to do that, I guess. Right now, it's 1-0. Vancouver's already leading. I don't know where this is going to go. I have not watched either of these teams play. And I don't have a stake in it, a dog in the fight, whatever you want to say. I don't care either way, as long as whatever team comes out on the other end beats the fucking Rangers. That's my only investment in this postseason right now. I know I'm petty, but I'll take it. Fuck.